This is KUT. Should the city of Austin throw hundreds of millions of dollars at improving its roads, bike lanes, and sidewalks? That's a question voters may be asked to answer in November, thanks to an early morning decision from the Austin City Council. KUT's Audra McGlinchey reports.
Discussion dragged past 1 in the morning. Councilmember Delia Garza felt the weight of deciding how to use such a large sum of money so early in the morning.
We're making a decision about $720 million at 1:35 in the morning.
But a few minutes before 1:40 a.m., Mayor Steve Adler called the vote.
Those in favor of this item, please raise your hand. This is now the vote.
And it passed, 8-3. The $720 million bond question breaks down this way. Nearly $500 million for corridor improvements, meaning redesigning some of our biggest roads like Guadalupe and South Lamar. Then there's $137 million for local projects, such as the bicycle and sidewalk master plans. The last $100 million would be put aside for roads towards the outskirts of the city, including Loop 360 and Palmer Lane. But while the final vote was nearly a resounding majority, it looked at one point like the bond package might not happen at all. Council members Ann Kitchen and Sherry Gallo offered amendments, wanting to ensure their regions would be guaranteed money for certain projects. When discussions broke down, the mayor appealed.
We're trying to change the city in a good way. We're trying to maximize all the different legs of the system.
The early morning vote is not technically a final one. Once council members return from their July break, they'll be asked to approve ballot language in August. If that goes through, residents will have one more item to vote on this November. Audra McGlinchey, KUT News.